last episode brought the ladies full circle with a dinner party at Charlie's, honoring her undying love and affection for the late and great Anthony Bourdain. Charlie wowed the crowd with her culinary skills and beautiful home. Dinner led to the media room, where things quickly went south. Father Scaramucci was tricked by a crafty Holly, who traded one bad habit for another with a southern charmer named Bethy in the bathroom at the Bainbridge Island Ferry, who took the 20 grand, a liking for the mooch, and hightailed it to Rome. That switcheroo led all three healthy and happy triplets right back home to the Witness Protection Program. An extremely embarrassed Charlie has taken on the task of straightening this mess out, and a shaken Blythe questioning herself. It's getting nuts in Port Ludlow.
That was crazy. Blythe? You okay? What's going on, Blythe? You're shaking.
Just give me a minute. I'll be fine.
Shall I drive?
Just give me a minute.
No, I'm coming around. Move over. Okay, there. Get your seatbelt on.
I'm relieved. I don't even know why. But oh my God, Max, I didn't kill Carrie. She's fine.
What? That's what this is about? You're feeling unguilty?
Look, shooting Carrie was an accident. I didn't mean to hurt her. I was in the office, making sure my gun was, you know.
Well, no, I don't. I don't do guns. I clean up after them.
Just making sure it was fine. Then that Carrie blew in and I thought it was Holly.
Well, understandable.
She was such a jerk. She kept yanking my chain, and then she decided it was time she took the gun and went for it.
Well, she clearly didn't know who she was dealing with.
Yeah, that should have been my first clue. Holly would never have gone at me like that. Yeah, anyway, the gun went off, she went down, I thought I killed her.
Well, what made this one different? It's not a first, after all.
My job was a job. I never did it for fun, I never did it out of anger, and I never, ever did it by accident. I'll tell you, Max, I gave up guilt during the Nixon administration, but this has consumed me. When I saw the three of them walk in together, well, relief is all I can say. I'm just glad she's all right.
So where do you go from here?
Yeah, it's another learning experience. Live and learn.
Maybe you should call Officer Honey.
I'm calling Marge, and then I'll revisit calling Officer Honey.
I thought we were going on it alone.
Well, so did I. But Marge was right. They're just going to keep bringing more and more of us in, and it'll get too big for us not to be under the umbrella.
Drug dealers?
Likely.
I hate drug dealers.
Yeah, so do I.
Good. It isn't busy. Hey, Big Edna.
How you doing, Charlie? Seat?
I was just wondering if you have a little time to chat.
Yeah, I could use a smoke. Meet me out back. I'll be right there. So, what's up?
You should give that up. It's not good for you.
I don't inhale.
Neither did Bill Clinton.
He'd love Washington State.
That's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about.
I grow my own, but I highly recommend the reefer den.
No, that's not what I wanted to talk about. Listen, I don't know if you know, but the plan to come between your son and Carrie was a miserable failure.
Yeah, I had a hunch.
It had nothing to do with Suki. She's devastated.
Not my issue. You still working on it?
Look, those kids love each other. Carrie's smart, just a little misguided. I think she and Scotty could make a good team. Maybe even a family. They've got lots in common.
So?
So I did a little research on Scotty and his major.
So?
So he's only got 8 more credits to his BS in agronomy.
So?
So that makes him a high-end farmer.
So?
So, I found a marijuana farm in Wenatchee. They've got all the permits, security, the whole enchilada. Problem is, when someone said weed, they took it literally. They've got 10,000 acres of weeds. They're total stoners and want out, but are completely unable to figure out what that means and how to accomplish it.
Go on.
Well, I was thinking that farm, complete with a beautiful home and a wine cellar, would be the perfect wedding gift and a start for a young couple. Not to mention, they'd be close to you. Thinking of grandkids and all.
Assuming that they are going to be together anyway.
Yes.
Sounds expensive.
Not a problem. I have a very wealthy uncle who can never resist a love story. Do we have a deal?
Nah, believe it when I see it.
I'll get to work on it. Now, what about Suki and Chica?
That's between us. By the way, Charlie, some guy was asking about you the other day.
No kidding. What'd he look like?
Noriega.
Oh, my God. I gotta go. Listen, let me know if he shows up again. And Edna, don't tell him anything. You still got my number?
Charles, where are you headed in such a hurry? You all right?
Hey, Sookster, I gotta go.
Hey, Edna, did you hear?
Yeah, I heard.
I'm sorry, Edna. I know how much this means to you. I thought I had it handled. I've let you down. Oh, my gosh. Did you see that?
What?
How that woman treated the other waitress.
Oh, yeah. She comes in all the time. She's a closet pie eater.
Excuse me?
Some of these babes are so freaked out that Mr. Got Bucks will divorce them. They starve themselves and invest in Botox. Then all of a sudden, they have to have pie. And that's where we come in.
Ah, so you provide a public service.
In many ways, yes.
Can you do anything about her hair?
There's pretty much no help there.
Oh, well, you got any chocolate cream pie left? Suddenly I'm hungry.
I've got something better. Here.
What's... is this... Oh, Edna, is this Chica's therapy jacket?
Yep. Custom made. Look here. I even made her first in her class.
Oh, but Edna, I failed. Scotty is still smitten with Carrie, even though they are a pretty cute couple, and they love each other.
And you love little Chica, and all things are looking like we'll be okay. Besides, I like you, Suki. I think we could be friends. We can keep our eyes out for each other, you know? Maybe even go to lunch.
Oh, I'd like that, Big Edna. It's been a long time since I've had a new friend. Thank you. Now, I've got to go deck out Miss Chica. I think Lenny and I are going to take her out to dinner.
Is that guy? What the crap? He's... No! Rats! Siri, call Blythe.
Hello?
It's Diego. He's trying to run me off the road.
Where are you?
Swansonville Road!
Things are looking, well, not quite so good in Port Ludlow. Blythe pulls herself together and admits that the ladies will not be able to do this on their own, so she contacts Marge. Marge is her longtime confidant and connection in the Witness Protection Program. Charlie confesses to Big Edna that her master plan to break up her son and Carrie has failed, but offers her a new and vastly improved option. Big Edna in turn gives Charlie scary information that has her running to her car. On the way out, she sees Suki coming in, who's feeling pretty rotten that she has failed Chica. Big Edna pulls a 180 on her and gives her Chica's therapy jacket. As Suki leaves, Big Edna smiles and makes a mysterious phone call as the sun sets in Port Ludlow. The Port Ludlow Project was created, written, and directed by Susan Solly, produced and edited by Taylor Clark, and narrated by Zach Neesmith. The cast includes Kristen Wolfram, Michelle Stay, Aaron Lamb, Amanda Stewart-Zamora, Catherine McNabb, Taylor Clark, Chris Bricker, Zach Neesmith, and Susan Solly. All actors are called upon at various times to create minor fill-in characters. The part of Chica is played by Peanut. Go to kptz.org to stream the Port Ludlow Project.